It is your show. We launch in hour number two. Your phone calls, you can make them. We'll take them. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. First hour was filled with analysis of the Ron Paul campaign so far, where it is today, where it could go into the future, the New Hampshire primary, what went wrong, was there voter fraud, was there some shenanigans going on, some interesting allegations suggesting that literally van loads of people were pulling up to voting precincts in the more populated areas, specifically Manchester, unloading, going in, registering to vote, possibly going on to the next precinct, going in and registering to vote there. Very interesting allegations. Also, another allegation, Wayne, that you had suggested, a little town called Sutton, there were no votes for Ron Paul registered after all the votes were counted, but yet people that live in Sutton say they voted for Ron Paul. So some very questionable circumstances have sprung up about this New Hampshire primary.
And I read some blogs where over the next few days people are going to start analyzing the results in the towns where the votes were tallied by hand versus the ones that use the machines, and maybe there's some information to be had there. And who, you know, I'm not trying to sound like sour grapes or anything, but I just doesn't compute.
You think he should have done better?
I think he should have done better, yeah.
Well, I think he did pretty good. I mean, considering it's the best turnout that a Libertarian presidential candidate has ever had, I think that, you know, if we look on the bright side, this is pretty awesome in comparison to any other Libertarian presidential campaign.
Absolutely, and it's going to grow because all the young people that he has energized, right. And once the principles and the ideas are out there, once you understand the world from his perspective,
that doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away. And all these young people now have been energized by this. So this is the beginning, and this is just like a big snowball that's going to keep rolling, even during the Hillary administration, if there is one.
Well, the Ron Paul campaign isn't over yet. There's South Carolina, there's Michigan, there's
48 other states.
Yeah, and the delegates aren't even remotely close to being where they're... Hold on just a second. I've got a list of delegates here. There's, you know, Huckabee's got 31 delegates. Romney's got 19. John,
I don't know much about that. What are the maximum they can have?
Well, 1,228 is what Huckabee needs. So, I mean, you know, we're nowhere near the number.
Yeah. So there's a lot to be, there's still a lot to come and a lot of action, a lot of things that need to be taken care of. So it's not over yet. And it's like you said, Wayne, people that discover the message of liberty, they don't just forget about it. Once you understand the nonviolence, the non-initiation of force, that principle, that doesn't go away. What does go away are the activists when they burn out. So these activists that burn out and get all upset and flustered and disappointed, they don't lose their principle. They still believe in liberty, but they get to the point where they don't believe attaining it is possible. And they kill themselves, and they kill, not literally, but they kill their activism, and they go off and they do something else. To give you an example of what I'm talking about, I want to read a post from Hitman on the Free Talk Live BBS. Now, I would think Hitman would know a little bit better than to be feeling this way, and I'm hoping this was satire, but I don't believe it is. Hitman also hosts his own podcast as well, so that's why I say that, you know, he should know this. Anyway, he says, this is in the thread called Ron Paul only got 8% in the New Hampshire primary. He says, that's it. We're effed. No one had more money than Ron. No one had more grassroots support. He had a half hour to explain his policies on the country's most popular TV talk show the day before the primary. The primary was held in the Live Free or Die state, the Free State Project state, and he got 8%. 8 miserable effing percent. A third less than some evangelical a-hole who thinks the earth is 6,000 years old and wants to add his evangelical BS to the Constitution. This country is effed. It's hopeless. I figured we were hopeless when the Supremes outlawed private property and ruled that the feds could use the Interstate Commerce Clause to regulate everything, including things that didn't involve commerce or anything interstate. But the Free State Project looked encouraging and full of possibilities. Slim possibilities, but still possibilities.
Still has them.
And although I knew Ron was a long shot, the groundswell of support made me think there just might be hope for the country. We could get it back from the fascists and the socialists and start living like Americans again instead of as slaves. I've been interested in politics since the Nixon administration. I've never seen anything like the huge populist support Paul has had. I've never seen anything close to that. It filled me with hope and joy and a belief that there was still a chance that there were enough Americans in this country to defeat the United Statists. And now I see it was all BS. Now the only choice is, do we die under the thumb of socialism or under the heel of fascism? The U.S. is finished, my friends. It's over. It's done. The Ron Paul campaign is finished. The Free State Project is a joke. And I'm going to interrupt there because he's wrong, wrong, wrong. The Ron Paul campaign isn't even close to being finished. As we said, there are 48 more states to go to. Even if he doesn't win the Republican nomination, there's a chance he might accept the Libertarian nomination or some third party situation. And the Free State Project is certainly not a joke. There are people who have uprooted their lives from around the country to move here to New Hampshire, but I should point out, there's only been a few hundred of them so far. The Free State Project isn't even beginning yet. There hasn't even been a tenth of the movers moved to the Free State,
right.
Moved to New Hampshire as part of the FSP.
And this Liberty Forum was bigger than last year's.
It sure was. I bet Hitman would be feeling a little differently had he actually attended the Liberty Forum over the weekend.
I understand how he's feeling, and you know.
Oh, I understand. That's why I'm reading this. I'm reading it so other people can get this political burnout factor and prepare themselves for this.
You know, I want to say something about burnout too. It's okay to be burned out, but when you get burned out, you take a vacation, you sit back, you reflect. And then you will become re-energized again, and then you go back at it again. That's life. You know, life is a marathon. When you start sprinting too much, you got to get your breath once in a while.
So, again, the Free State Project is not a joke. It's not even close to completion yet. There have only been a handful of people that have moved here.
Right.
You know, what I want to know is, what would New Hampshire's Ron Paul results have been without the Free State Project early movers? That's incalculable, obviously.
Well, we were the ones originally who encouraged him to run. Remember last year's Liberty Forum?
That's true.
He came here and he got...
He had not yet decided when he came to New Hampshire last year.
That's right. And he got a pretty good set of donations last year.
Hitman goes on with his spiel. He says, we're a nation of retards lining up for the race at the Special Olympics. We're praised when we say things like... We're praised when we say things like, I have a right to health care, and the rich don't pay enough taxes, and we'll stay in the Middle East for 100 years if that's what it takes to fight terrorism. And our big brother will be there at the end of the race, giving big hugs to everyone, with no regard as to who actually won, because all that matters is if you try. And we try and try and elect and re-elect walking S-bags who laugh at us while they eagerly lick the boots of their corporate masters. He finishes by saying, I haven't played video games much because I haven't had the time, but now... F it. I think I'll go get me an Xbox and waste every evening in pointless battles against teenagers I don't know or care about. Or put a bigger hard drive on the TiVo and renew my Netflix subscription. Or maybe devote my time to perfecting other nasty habits, because trying to improve this country is a pathetic waste of time. The
is
best
you calling my video games a nasty habit?
The best we can hope for is a few laughs watching it circle the drain.
Mark, did you eat a gallon of ice cream last night?
I did have some ice cream. I like raspberry flavor.
Maybe three pizzas and fall asleep with your shoes on.
I considered drinking beer, but I decided that, since I was ill, that probably wouldn't be good for my
Now, you guys are taking this a little lightly, and I think it's pretty serious.
No, I am not taking it lightly. I just don't care to feel those feelings again. I felt them last night. I don't want to feel them again.
Right. So, do you understand why I'm reading this on the air?
I agree.
But it's because
there's people out there that feel the same way.
There are a lot of people that are feeling that way right now. A lot of people that have, they've put their money on the line when it comes to this Ron Paul campaign. I was talking with Mark as we were driving home from Manchester last night, and I was pointing out that, there are some people who went into debt. They went into credit card debt over this campaign, which I personally think was a foolish move.
Yeah, I agree with
you. But nonetheless, imagine how they're feeling right now. You went into debt over this?
Yeah.
Let alone the people that spend hundreds of dollars. I can see how it can be disappointing, but you have to view it from a positive perspective. You have to view it from the successes that we've had. And the successes that the Liberty Movement has had as a result of the Ron Paul campaign are unprecedented in the decades-long history of this movement. Please try to keep this in perspective. Try to look forward to what can come next, to what we can build off of this success. 8% isn't a failure. It's pretty damn good for a libertarian campaign.
It's damn good for a libertarian campaign.
1-800-259-9231. That is a little taste of what it's like to be politically burned out. Prepare yourself for it. If you're feeling it, do your best to reject that. Try to view things positively and think about where we can go next. Indeed, where can we go next? Is working in the system the most viable option? Want to hear your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowegi.com. That's Sacrowegi.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. Features for free. So enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. In fact, at some point within the next few days or so, we'll be adding a brand new Shriner. It's been a little while since we've had one. So looking forward to that. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like a will or a living trust in minutes. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. It is fast and easy.
1-800-259-9231. Still analyzing where we are today. Where are we in the liberty movement? Those of us individuals participating in this movement are at today, with Ron Paul only pulling 8% in the New Hampshire primary. Aside from the allegations of voter fraud and scamming going on, which there certainly are enough to go around, and many of them seem to have credence, they seem to be very, very well possible. And despite all of that negativity, there's a lot of things to be looked at here to say, well, this is great. This is positive. 8%, better than 1%. And certainly that's about what any other libertarian candidate has ever received in any presidential contest. But the Ron Paul campaign is a record-breaking campaign. No libertarian campaign has ever... I don't think the cumulative total of all libertarian campaigns of all time have ever reached $20 million, let alone the other millions that he raised in the other quarters.
He's probably got more in this state than he's ever than a libertarian candidate's ever got as far as votes.
More votes?
Yeah, certainly a state per capita this size.
Very well possible. And of course, you know, inevitably you're going to hear people saying they're disappointed. You're inevitably going to hear people saying that, you know, trying to slight the Free State Project as though we should have been able to work some sort of miracle.
Yeah, well, you know, all those people haven't moved.
Right.
They haven't done what it took.
Exactly. As though
I've done everything I could think of doing. I went out, I handed out literature on the street. I had the bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm.
I had yard signs. When somebody stole a yard sign, I went and got another one that same day. When somebody stole that sign, I went and got another one that same day. Then I strapped it to my house with baling wire. Then I put up one of the big 4x8 signs on my property, and I put Christmas lights around it. I mean, what else do you want me to do? I've talked to everybody. I have a TV show here in town where I talked about Ron Paul all the time.
Right. The more people we have moving here to New Hampshire doing all of that and doing what they think is right is going to result in better results year after year. More and more Free State Project members are moving into New Hampshire every single month. And in fact, this at the end of this year, we're expecting to have 1,000. Now, let's put that in perspective. That's only 1,000 out of the 20,000 that we're expecting to move here. This movement's barely even scratched the surface of the level of activism that we can potentially achieve in New Hampshire. So for anybody out there who's sitting out there and saying, that Free State Project, what's it worth? Look at what state you chose, guys. You didn't even make it to Iowa's vote totals. Well... nobody said this was going to be a walk in the park. And New Hampshire wasn't chosen because it's the most libertarian state. It certainly has some libertarian tendencies. But the people in New Hampshire are as brainwashed as anyone else anywhere else. The reason New Hampshire was chosen was a variety of them. It seemed like a good starting point. And I believe it still is. There's no personal income tax. There's no sales tax. It has the largest citizen legislature in the entire country, the third largest in the entire world. The legislators get paid $100 a year. Or is it the senators that get $200? I think it's
yes.
The reps get $100, the senators get $200. I mean, there are so many different reasons, and the Free State Project has a wonderful little document called the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. It's brilliant. It's great stuff. And that's what sold people on the Free State Project coming to New Hampshire. So if you want to go out and start your own little Free State Project, go ahead, by all means. Good luck to you. We've got the ball rolling here, and it keeps getting better here. In fact, there have been all kinds of different examples of the success of the Free State Project. We've managed to stop a number of very anti-liberty legislation from passing in this state. We've already run just a handful of candidates who've had a tremendous level of success in local elections. Coming up in 2008, many of the early movers, Wayne, you're one of them. I'm not saying you're going to run for office, but now you've lived here long enough to where if you wanted to, you could. You've got that 2-year residency requirement. So just this year, many of the early movers are going to be crossing that line to where they can actually participate in state elections where they couldn't before. So again, this is a burgeoning movement. It's just barely begun. It's not even blossoming yet. So there's a lot to be said still for what can come into the future. And if you were at the Liberty Forum over the weekend, you know that something's happening here. You know that.
Oh, man. It was electric in that place.
1-800-259-9231. If you were listening to the show, you got a little taste of what it was like to be at the Liberty Forum. And so this is just starting, and I encourage everyone to not be disappointed, to not be depressed, to be positive, and join the Free State Project.
And keep working.
Right. Join the Free State Project and move for liberty here to New Hampshire, where we can get together in the same place and make a stand for liberty, whether it be in the system or outside of the system. And it was you, Mark, that was saying not too long ago that you thought that maybe the inside the system stuff isn't as effective as you once thought it was.
The thing is, I really expected Ron Paul to get 20%. I'm very disappointed that he didn't get 20%. He got 8%, or 7.7 as well, the final count.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me I did whatever I could do. The point is well taken that the Free State Project hasn't really even, you know, the moving hasn't started yet.
Right.
And I think that, you know, that's probably the next step. The next step is to get the Free State Project to 20,000. The right guy can do that. One guy. Because
Ron Paul could do it if he told people, hey, you should go up there.
Well, he'd probably come up here himself.
Ron Paul could do it.
And his message does bring people together. When you look on YouTube and you look at this, even within the black community, there's a lot of black people who are into Ron Paul. There is a guy on YouTube called the Hip Hop President. Did you see his endorsement of Ron Paul?
I did not, but I've
that
heard.
That was so cool.
Very cool. Well, there's no black people in New Hampshire. Very, very few.
No, but in other states, though.
So it'll be interesting to see how Ron Paul does in states where there are different demographics and that sort of thing. Maybe he'll do better.
Yeah.
So 1-800-259-9231. Outside the system, I think, is going to prove to really, I think within the next few years, as more people embrace civil disobedience and refusal to participate, non-cooperation, these outside of the system things that we really don't see very often here in America and that we're just barely starting to see here in New Hampshire from some of the activists. I think as more of that is embraced, you'll start to see how much more effective it can be, how much more powerful it is than running for office. Because when this campaign's over and done with, the Ron Paul campaign, presuming he doesn't win, and that's a safe presumption, but anything can happen. I don't want to create a self-fulfilling prophecy or anything.
Yeah.
But presuming he doesn't win, you have to wait another 4 years before you have another crack at the presidency.
You know, I wouldn't want to be the next president unless I had firm understanding of economics. And Ron Paul, I believe, is the only one that has that understanding to turn our economy around. So I'm not. If Ron Paul doesn't become the next president, I don't have a lot of faith in the economy in the next 2 years.
Well, that's why what I'm saying here is that the political process is so slow. You have to wait until the system is ready to run again with their little election thing, and then you run your candidates and go through the same process over again. There's 4 years you can be doing all kinds of other different things, all kinds of interesting creative endeavors outside of the system activism, and you should do that. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Phones are loaded. Going to your calls next.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Oh, hi, you're here. Oh, Mark, right. 800-259-9231. I just stepped on you a little bit there.
Oh, did you?
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Head on over there, bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with some of our listeners. In fact, a few thousand of our listeners. Lots of stuff to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com. Read some real testimonials. Find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
All right, we go to the phone calls and talk to ladies first. It's April in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hey, April.
Hey. You know, I've been thinking a lot about this, and one of the things is we have to think about the momentum that we've created, whether even if Ron Paul ended up president, there would still be more that we needed to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm living here in Montana, and my family's down in California. And my sister, my younger sister, who has never, ever been involved in politics, is such a Ron Paul supporter, and she was so energized by this whole campaign that she actually lives in a very rural community where people have 5-mile driveways, and she went around with her Slim Jims, and she talked to the neighbors, and she canvassed, and she's just become really passionate about it.
And have you talked to her since the New Hampshire primary? Did that do anything to dent her passion at all?
It didn't dent her passion, but it disappointed her and it upset her. And one of the things, and I've been thinking a lot about this all today, and one of the things that I wanted to say is, like, for instance, in our small town of Kalispell, we have a huge Ron Paul meetup group. I mean, mm-hmm. we have a big group. I think one of the largest groups. it for our amount of people that we've got here,
That's good, because we don't have one here in Keene.
And one of the things that I think that we need to do is we need to recognize the fact that the average person that votes for Obama or Hillary or Huckabee, they're just kind of voters, and I'm sure there are some people that are just as passionate as the Ron Paul people are.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. The people that tend to go out and participate, we heard from one of them. He called our show last night, Mark. Remember the call from Manchester? The guy that was right toward the end of the show, and he was like something about a Republican and another Republican. And he was just totally in the dark. The guy was just completely clueless. He was trying to compare. I don't even remember what the gist of his call was.
He liked Obama over Clinton or Clinton over Obama or something like that. And I'm like, well, what do you like about him? And then, he said Clinton was more like a Republican. I'm like, how so? And the poor guy couldn't answer question.
He just fell off the cliff right there.
He didn't have any understanding of the even their stances, the lies that they're spewing right now, let alone what voting records and things they've done or anything like that.
Right.
These people are voting for us.
And one of the things is that because we are – Ron Paul people are different than the average voter. I mean, because we're the type of people that are standing out there in 5 degrees weather, mm-hmm. holding a sign. We're the people that are going door to door. We're the people that are passionate and are sometimes, like my sister, people who are, this is the first time they've been so energized by a candidate.
Right.
And I think that what we need to do is whether Ron Paul wins the presidency or whether he doesn't, we need to not let go of the energy that we've created.
Mm-hmm.
We've created a cadre of people in different towns all over. People who, I have people in my neighborhood and we kind of knew we were on the same line, but man, they have their Ron Paul signs up and I feel like, man, they're my brothers, you know? And some of my daughter's friends, their parents are Ron Paul people, and it's like it immediately made us closer friends.
Well, that's what we experienced over the weekend. I mean, we experienced that at the Liberty Forum. When you get people that love freedom together in the same place, it's wonderful because you don't have to explain yourself to anybody anymore. You aren't crazy anymore, and I think you're right, April, on that
one.
One
of the things I think we need to not let go of this is we need to find, I mean, there's some darn neat people that are involved in the Ron Paul meetup groups. We need to get these people to start running for office, and we need to make our communities, we need to take back our communities, and we need to, the rest of us Ron Paul people, start supporting these kind of people when they want to run for office, and we need to not let our groups, our meetup groups, split up.
Absolutely.
Or fracture. We need to keep in contact.
Absolutely, and I think that if there are a bunch of people out there that feel the same way as you do, that you'll keep on top of that when the campaign is over and make sure that you retain as many of the activists as possible. And what you should do is, I don't know if these meetup groups have anybody with leadership qualities, but some people do like to be, even in the Ron Paul movement, there are people that would rather just be told what to do. So someone should take the role of leader, maybe the person who formed the meetup group, and figure out what to do next, and then give people assignments as to what some suggestions. You know, obviously they can accept them, they can accept them or not, but give them suggestions as to things, well, here's what we can do next. Here's what we can do after Ron Paul is, after the election. In fact, before the election happens or before the nomination happens, or that process is complete, come up with the ideas then. Come up with the ideas in advance of the potential burnout factor and give people something else to get interested in after the fact. April, thanks
Absolutely.
For the call. And,
That's exactly
and good
what
luck
I
with
wanted
it.
To say.
Very good. Good luck with that. 800-259-9231. It's so important to keep these people involved in this movement. I mean, Wayne, I understand what you're saying, that there is something to be said for taking a break, but that's different from throwing your hands up in the air and saying, bah, like Hitman was doing, and we read at the beginning of the hour, and saying, yeah, this is hopeless. I'm giving up entirely. I think that's a different situation. So I think there's something to be said for enjoying, some personal time, enjoying some time with your friends or your loved ones that where you're not engaging in political action or in any sort of action designed to change the system, and enjoying yourself and the things that you like to do,
yeah.
But at the same time not losing sight of the end goal.
Heck, I get burned out from my work sometimes. I really like what I do, but sometimes I just get burned out, and that's when I just pace myself a little bit more and maybe take a vacation.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Doug in Indianapolis, or rather Indiana. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, I also wanted to talk about the New Hampshire vote results. There's a website right now that has the machine versus hand count.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, statistics. It's ronrox.com, ronrox.com/pollstats.php. And what it shows is a 7.5% increase for Mitt Romney and like maybe a 0.5% increase for Rudy Giuliani. And also Clinton went up over 4% on the Democrat side.
That's with the optical scans.
It doesn't say specifically. It says the votes are tentatively won or lost with the assumption that machines are conferring advantages or disadvantages. It just says if the towns specify their counting method. So this is just counting the votes by machine. Automatically, Romney, Clinton, and Rudy Giuliani went up, and most of the other candidates went down. Paul went down about 2%. Obama went down about 3%. I thought that was pretty interesting, and I posted that on your forum here.
Oh, very good. Very useful. Anything else on your mind?
Well, I also just wanted to point out that even if the votes are rigged against us, if they're, you know, swaying votes on the other side, they can only move that so far. And I think the real problem in New Hampshire, while we need to do a recount and while this thing obviously stinks, we really need to just get more information out to the people, because I think the voters weren't informed enough going into the polls. The exit polls showed that people were really worried about immigration. Mm-hmm. But they all voted for McCain, and we know his record on immigration is not so good. So
yeah.
We really need to work harder ourselves before we can really complain about the system or anything else like that.
Very good. How are you personally feeling after you saw the results? How did that affect you, if at all?
I was pretty angry last night. I'm not going to lie. I was getting pretty upset. But
did you ever at any point consider giving up?
Oh, definitely not. I think we definitely need to work harder, and we need to keep building momentum. I wasn't expecting much from New Hampshire. I thought it would be better, but...
I hope more people are like you, Doug. I really do. I hope more people have used this as a point at which they can set some resolve from. They can harden their resolve and move forward and continue being activists for
liberty. There's a lot of states out there.
Yep, there are 48 more, as a matter of fact. Thanks for the call, dude. More on the way, 800-259-9231. I'll take a look at this Ron Ross things and try to dig something out of it. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features we give away for free, so enjoy those. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up. For as little as $3 a month, what do we do with the money? Well, it comes in, and we turn it right back around and reinvest it in the program. We use the money to get on more radio stations around the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You can get some perks, too, as a little benefit for joining the program. You get access to the AMP-only call-in line, the AMP chat room, and Wayne, you've just now gotten into the AMP-only chat room as well. So that's available to you as well as the AMP-only forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Actually, they're making fun of you because you went in and then left quite briefly after you went in, Wayne. So they're poking fun at you in the chat room right now. All right. So we go to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Let's talk. And then we're going to play a little bit of audio that's related to the Ron Paul campaign. And next hour, we'll talk about checkpoints. But first, we go to Bob in Florida. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, Wayne. Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good.
Where's Ian?
Right here. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, guys. I just wanted to call about the Free State Project, and you guys were mentioning before what some things that you can focus your time not during the election season, and what are some things outside of the system.
Yeah.
Well, that really provoked a lot of thought. I think the Free State Project may have some noble intentions, but it's not really based on any resource base.
What does that mean?
And I think the real problem is a lot more crucial than you guys think. The problem goes back about 6,000 years to the Babylonian price system creation, and the whole system of the monetary system is based on scarcity. And I think Ron Paul and other people like that, you guys trust them with the monetary issues, but I think they're missing a couple of things. I think it's a lot bigger than you guys are, the way you guys are putting it.
All right. What are we missing? Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Well, let me slow down here. 6,000 years ago, we have the introduction of this barter system, the Babylonian barter system. It's based on scarcity. Okay?
Okay.
And that's basically what the whole monetary system revolves around throughout the world. Regardless if it's based on the Federal Reserve, which, you know, prints this money out of nowhere.
Sure, obviously. I got it. Let's go with the scarcity thing. I'm trying to understand because things are scarce. There's only so many of anything in the world, and therefore, since money is scarce, you find a balance between what those things that you may want to buy are and the money that you have, and they're all scarce. Everything's scarce. So tell me why a system based on scarcity doesn't work.
Well, I don't know if that's what he's saying.
Whenever you have a system based on scarcity, you're going to have class, because some people are going to have more of something than others, and some things are going to have more value than other things. So
okay.
it's not based on a coherent system with the way technology is these days and the way our resource base is here in North America. When you guys think of a free state, I think it's a noble idea, but really what we need is a free North America. North America has 51% of the world's resources right here in North America. And we would end globalization if we moved to a system based on ecology, science, sustainability. And this is a really big picture thing, guys. So I hope this is a lot of
preachy gobbledygook at this point. Like, there's not a lot of facts in what you're saying. Okay, 51% of the world's resources are in North America. Are you saying capital resources, things that man has made, or are you talking about natural resources, things that the earth has to give? Because natural resources, bullcrap. Antarctica has significantly more ice than North America has to offer. Saudi Arabia, the Middle East has significantly more oil than America has to offer, at least light sweet crude. No, that's not true. Yes, the American system has created out of scarcity a great deal of capital resources because, well, Americans get up early and work late. Have you been around the world much?
Are you familiar with Howard Scott and Technocracy?
I have not read Howard Scott's Technocracy. There's a lot of books out there I haven't read.
You guys worship the labor theory and Adam Smith's soul theory, but...
Yeah, pretty close.
Really, it's a dead end, guys.
Well,
socialism is a dead end.
What are you proposing?
I'm proposing a system based on science, sir, and not based on class and special interest groups.
Can you give me an example of what you're referring to? How is it that the wonderful technological advances we've had here in this country aren't somehow based on science? What are you getting at exactly?
Money measures nothing. Money equals class. And if we move to a system based on the resources and using these resources in a sustainable manner to sustain within North America...
Who will decide that?
It's based on science.
No. Who's going to decide the allocation of resources, sir?
The resources are right here. Scientists already have...
Who is going to decide? Not science. Who is going to decide the allocation of these resources? That's, what's the scientist, the guy in charge, who's going to say this resource should go here and this resource should go there in order to get sustainability and non-class welfare? Who's going to do that?
Well, when it's not based on a price system, there's no political... control.
There's always going to be master and servant, my friend, and the person who decides where the capital is spent and where the resources is used is your master.
And you are their servant.
You will be their groveling slave. What?
You guys are completely slaves to your own demise.
No, you're going to be the slave when you give someone else the allocation of your resources.
We're already slaves.
Right. I am a slave of the system. I'll absolutely admit it. This guy thinks that somebody out there is going to save him, that Jesus is going to come along and reallocate the resources in some fair manner that results in quote-unquote sustainability.
This sounds like communism to me.
It is absolutely communism.
Sure is. And what happened to the Soviet Union? They would have collapsed well before the 80s if the United States wasn't giving them farm subsidies and money under the table. I have friends who lived in that kind of a system, and they tell me, they come over here, they've told me, the party people, the party hacks, were living in the best houses and eating the best food and driving the nice cars, and everybody else was standing in line for toilet paper. So if you redistribute the income right now, let's just say we did it in a fair way right now, let's just assume, in 10 years... Rich people, there's going to be rich people again and poor people, because that's just how people are. Some people handle money better than others, and some produce and some don't.
But he's saying there'll be no more money. Mm-hmm. You want to get rid of money, don't you?
Yeah, but
how are you going to...
Yeah, but you see, if I do something of value for you, There has to be an exchange. Otherwise, there's going to be people who suck off other people. Without some kind of exchange system, and money is just that. Now, our money system has gotten way off track now, and it's not based on anything of value. It used to be based on barter. But the point is that what you're proposing is just like a socialist Star Trek fantasy.
That's what it sounds like to me. Your thoughts?
Bob? Hey, guys.
Bob, your thoughts?
Yeah, hey, it's something based on energy. It's not a Star Trek fantasy. I suggest you guys take a serious look at the TechMate system. Technocracy and the TNAT. It's
would you like to give me just a real bit? I mean, I understand you're saying you want science, and I love science.
Science is great. Believe in science.
Technology, I'm a huge fan. But can you give me like a vision of how to get from here to there? What's it going to take to get from where we are today to what Bob in Florida's vision of the future should be?
Unfortunately, as you guys know, with getting rid of the Federal Reserve and the different networks of control at the moment, what's going to happen is people are going to have to suffer a big crash of some sort, unfortunately. And that doesn't mean we always have to be so doom and gloom, guys, but it seems to me that the trend is proceeding. Technology kills the price system. Technology is outsourcing labor more so.
Dude, I asked you for a vision, okay? And we're short on time. I don't know if you have a leaky faucet in the background or whatever, but what is your vision to get from here to there? I understand there's a crash coming. We all agree there's a crash coming. The system can't stay viable for long. It never was viable from day one, this government monetary system. But what is it you're getting at? How can we get from here to there, and how long will it take?
You move to a system, sir, that's apolitical. That's based on energy, and I suggest you look at the TechMate, and that's what I want you to.
You have no vision.
You can't
call
us and tell us to read a book because if we read every book,
it's not a book. It's based on the. It's not the price system.
Whatever it is, dude, you got no vision.
How much does the book cost?
Okay, wait.
Hold on. Before you go, how much does the book cost?
I'm not selling a book, guys. I'm trying to revolutionize the way that you guys are thinking, but you're stuck in a box, so I'm trying to break...
You didn't give me an answer, dude. I asked you twice, and you just keep rambling on about your technocrat or whatever the hell it is.
You know what, guys? We'll talk later, all right?
Thanks for the call. You got nothing, dude. You got no vision. You've got a bunch of communist talking points.
Sustainability. No classes.
Right.
No money.
No money. Whenever you
science. Don't forget science.
Right. Energy.
It's a system based on energy. You plug a 120 outlet right into somebody's butt, and off they go.
Yeah, it's
what?
Madness.
I mean, he's not incoherent.
Yeah, he totally is. 800-259-9231. It is the free marketplace that makes things better in our lives. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327. Spot.